Exchanges, the Goldman Sachs podcast featuring exchanges on rates, inflation, and U.S. recession risk. Exchanges on the market impact of AI. For the sharpest analysis on forces driving the markets and the economy, count on Exchanges between the leading minds at Goldman Sachs. New episodes every week. Listen now.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Wednesday, October 9th. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. Today, we're talking about robots. Machines that automate tasks that humans don't always want to do. Tasks like keeping your smile bright. In the future, micro-robots could brush your teeth, and dental implants could come with built-in technology to help your oral health. But while researchers work on these high-tech tools, purchases of factory robots, like ones that help assemble goods, are down. We'll explain why companies are buying less of these robots and what that could mean for the future of manufacturing. But first, how well do you floss? How long do you brush your teeth for? How good is your oral health overall? Researchers are working on ways to help improve the state of your smile without all that brushing and flossing. Kayla Yupp, who reported on this for the WSJ, is here to help us brush up on some of the latest discoveries that could transform oral health. So Kayla, let's start with some basics. Cleaning your teeth. You reported that researchers at the University of Pennsylvania are looking into micro-robots to help. Those are small devices made up of nanoparticles. How would that work?
So there's this automated device being tested where, at the push of a button, a swarm of micro-robots could clean your teeth for you, acting as a toothbrush, flosser, and mouthwash all in one. And the idea is you fit this device into your mouth and then inject a solution containing the micro-robots and hydrogen peroxide, which is a common cleaning agent. The micro-robots act like a disinfecting mouthwash when combined with hydrogen peroxide. And then you turn on the magnets in the device, which guide the micro-robots to form different shapes, from bristles that mimic a toothbrush to an elongated thread, which mimics floss. Then the micro-robots go around your mouth, brushing and flossing. And the system was actually shown to be able to remove 100% of plaque on a 3D-printed model of human teeth and gums, and 80% in animal testing.
Let's talk about tooth implants for a moment, because they can actually carry a risk of peri-implantitis, a bacteria-driven disease that destroys gum and bone tissue around the implant. What kind of tech could help fight this?
This team at the University of Pennsylvania, they're working on a high-tech dental implant that can essentially fight off bacteria through red light therapy. The implant has built-in near-infrared light, which is invisible, that can stimulate gum tissue to release these antimicrobial peptides, which are proteins of the immune system that kill bacteria. And this light targets the gum around the implant to help it fight off bacteria that would normally breed the infection that leads to peri-implantitis. And the light is powered by the motions of the mouth, so you don't need a battery in it. And that's thanks to the artificial tooth being made of barium titanate, which generates electricity in response to physical stimulation. So that includes motions such as chewing. The barium titanate material also naturally wards off bacteria. So it has this kind of twofold mechanism to how it fights off bacteria. In the lab, they tested their light therapy on gum tissue cells surrounded by disease-causing bacteria and found that 90 minutes of daily light was sufficient to minimize inflammation. So they imagine that this implant in practice would only need to be emitting light for 90 minutes a day, and it will be tested in pigs this year.
What techniques are scientists using to build stronger and less sensitive teeth? Because this is a problem for a lot of people.
Enamel, the hard outer layer of a tooth, normally protects teeth from damage, but the body can't regenerate it once it's eroded, and it can't be replaced either. So this team of scientists at the University of Southern California are working on a gel that can rebuild enamel by copying Mother Nature. This gel works by mimicking a protein called amelogenin that our body uses early on in our teeth development to organize calcium and phosphate, which are two minerals that constitute the bulk of enamel, into layers. And this process is similar to laying bricks, where this protein arranges calcium and phosphate into an organized repeating pattern. So the team designed a peptide, put it in a gel, and painted it on the surface of extracted wisdom teeth. And what they found was a new enamel-like layer formed. Now they're working on making the layers thicker and stronger.
All right, that was Kayla Yupp, who reported on this for the Wall Street Journal. Coming up, as production volumes slide at many U.S. factories, even the robots are getting less work. We'll have that story after the break.
Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.
When it comes to boring, repetitive, physically taxing jobs, robots are seemingly perfect. No breaks are needed, and there's no risk robots will get sick or suddenly quit. And American factories have invested in a lot of them over the last few years. Now, though, manufacturers are buying fewer robots to automate tasks. Here to tell us more is our reporter, Bob Tita. So, Bob, what was behind the demand for factory robots over the past few years?
Well, coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic, a lot of factories, a lot of employers were short on people because obviously some people were sick, other people quit during the pandemic, and so there was a shortage of employees, and manufacturers needed people for production jobs.
We're talking about factory robots. What is the state of U.S. industrial production right now?
Well, industrial production has been stagnant in the past year or so. The industrial sector overall has been weakening in recent months. And so there has been a drop off from what we saw in the previous 2 or 3 years because a lot of industrial activity, again, was being driven by COVID because we had a lot of demand for consumer goods, a lot of demand for raw materials. And so there was a big surge in growth during that period, and now it's starting to come down the other side of the mountain a little bit.
So how big is the dip in orders for robots across North America?
Last year, 2023, robot orders dropped about 30% through the first 6 months of this year, January through June. The reduction was just under 8%. That's according to the Association for Advancing Automation, the industry's trade group. Some of that is largely driven, as I said, by just less manufacturing, less industrial activity, but also higher interest rates. So it costs companies more when they buy robots and finance them. They have to pay higher interest rates. So that's been a factor, too.
What are the costs associated with putting in a factory robot?
It's the purchase of the robot itself, and you have to figure out how quickly am I going to get a return on that investment. And also, the factory robots have to be deployed, programmed, so that takes a little bit of work also.
We tend to think of robots as being cheaper than human labor, but is that not necessarily the case?
It is over time, certainly. If you have two shifts at your plant and you have two sets of people come in, if you're using a robot or robots, that's the same robot that works the first and second shift. Although your upfront costs are more, and so that's been the limiting factor in recent months for a lot of manufacturers that haven't wanted to spend the money because they don't have the business.
Let's talk about some of the other things that are causing this dip. You know, how have labor market changes affected demand for robots?
There's more human workers available than there were, say, 3 years ago. So the labor market has settled down. There are more people willing to do the sort of factory work again. The labor market has tilted a little bit more in favor of manufacturing companies at the moment.
Bob, in North America, the car industry is the largest user of industrial robots. How have conditions in the auto industry impacted demand there?
Well, there was a big surge in robot orders because a lot of the car manufacturers anticipated that there would be a big migration to electric vehicles. So they were all retooling factories for more production of electric vehicles. Demand for electric vehicles hasn't been as great as anticipated a couple years ago. Auto companies have delayed the start of some models and pulled back on some of their investments in electric vehicles just because the demand isn't there.
You spoke with an executive at an automotive supplier who stuck with human labor, even though just a couple years ago they thought they'd be bringing in a robot to do some of those tasks. Why did they make that decision?
It's largely an economic one. If you're thinking that I'm going to have a lot of work and that my production volume is going to be very high, then I might buy a robot because I'll get, you know, a lot of work out of that robot. If my orders are fairly low, I can sort of redeploy people in my shop to do that work and save myself some money.
Bob, is it fair to think of this situation as kind of a robot layoff, or is it just a slowdown in robot hiring?
It's just a slowdown in robot hiring. In manufacturing, and demand rises and falls, and so at the moment, demand isn't there. Demand for robots will come back when demand for higher production is there, and probably lower interest rates as well. That makes them easier to finance. Automation is here to stay. It's just slowing down a little bit.
All right, that was our reporter, Bob Tita. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang with Deputy Editor Scott Salloway. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.